Good morning. It's 8:56 a.m. Thursday, November the 23rd, 2017. Happy Thanksgiving for those of you in the U.S. who are celebrating the holiday. I know I am. I have a massive feast planned for lunch today. We'll have a luncheon. My younger daughter has to work this afternoon from 5:30 to midnight, because retail doesn't rest, I guess. So yeah, she's got to work. We're gonna have we usually do have our feast in the after in the morning, in the evening, in the afternoon. One of those. Usually around between 12 and 1 o'clock. Sort of the traditional time for us to do the thing. So the cornbread pudding is out of the oven. The turkey is currently in the oven. I've been cooking since 6 o'clock. So the last 3 hours have been trying to make as little noise as possible in the kitchen. Apparently I succeeded. I didn't wake the wife up. She didn't get up until I already had made most of the noise. Turkey should be done around 11:30. It's a big bird. It's almost 16 pounds. So it's going to take a while to cook. So one of the traditions that we have is that at the dinner, we say what we're thankful for. And usually it's, you know, boring, normal. Thankful for the family, our blessings. Our good fortune. This year it occurs to me that I'm thankful for diabetes. not for the disease, not for the people who suffer with it, who have to deal with it, who need the medication, who are on very rigid kinds of diets and regimens in order to control it. But that I was diagnosed with it in April. And because of that, I've made some rather significant changes to diet, lifestyle. Some of the things have sort of fallen off. Some of them I needed to get back, like the evening 2 miles on the treadmill. Particularly because I'm skipping so many mornings. I need to not skip as many mornings, for one thing. But I need to make sure I get back on the treadmill in the evening. Because that really did make a huge difference. I'm convinced. Well, in large part because I was measuring my glucose twice a day. And I was able to see how that 2 miles in the afternoon drove my glucose down. By convincing my leg muscles that they needed to be absorbing more of the glucose. which let me start the night with a lower level of glucose, which meant it didn't rise as much before morning. I need to do that. I need to get back to that. But having lost 20 pounds, having gotten back into my size 32s, having gotten strong enough to do 25 push-ups at a go, and doing it several times a day, generally twice at least. This is interesting. I wonder if this is the wood smoke I've been smelling. There's a big cloud of blue-gray smoke coming out of the side street. I hope it's not somebody who's burning down the house. I'm going to guess it's a barbecue smoker. I peeked through a hole to take a look. Make sure the garage wasn't on fire or something. Somebody's going to smoke a turkey for Thanksgiving. That's awesome. It's 9 o'clock. It's a small turkey. They could probably get it done by mid-afternoon. My mouth is watering just thinking about it. Smells like barbecue. I'm dressed for a much colder morning. It's only 40 degrees, but the sun is quite warm. This last half a mile is going to be probably uncomfortably warm instead of uncomfortably cold. Lady walking two dogs. One of them's a big dog. I mean, a really big dog. Comes up to her mid-thigh, almost to her hip. Way he's walking. Probably got, oh, sorry, there, sir. Working up some hip dysplasia. His hindquarters are not tracking correctly, but he seems to be in good spirits. The other dog is a dachshund, or some sort of dachshund mix. His legs are about 4 inches long. Dog barely comes up to the lady's calves. Barely clears her ankle. Just a little short, squat, hot dog-looking dog. It has to take about 10 steps for one of the big dogs. That's interesting. Large dog and small auxiliary dog. Yeah, I've got it on the parka, but I don't really need it. It's not even zipped up. I don't have on the extra hoods. I haven't put on my gloves. Thermometer said 40 degrees. It feels more like 50. It's a pretty quiet morning. Get ready to say it with my monk post. Didn't slap very satisfactorily this morning, sorry about that. Squirrel in a tree. Up there sunning himself. Tree rat. So yeah, Thanksgiving. There's part of me that misses the old farm. Grew up in an old Cape Cod in Maine. It was cramped house. We had to raise the eaves up, flatten the roof out to get enough bedroom space for all of us. There's only three bedrooms, but the two girls shared one large room and I shared the other one with my brother. There were no doors except on my parents' bedroom. Bathroom had one. The Thanksgiving was quite frequently we had family come to our house. We had rather an extensive extended family, in large part because both of my grandparents had 9 or 10 siblings. So we had a lot of cousins. We had a lot of aunts and uncles. And as they got on in years, they would come to our house for Thanksgiving. My grandparents didn't come. My grandparents, my mother's parents, my maternal grandparents. Because they were always in Florida by November. They lived in Florida for many, 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 many years. Because of my grandfather's job at Cape Canaveral. Like later, my grandmother came to live with her eldest son, her only son, actually. She had an uncle. I had an uncle and an aunt. All three of those kids have passed away. My mother, my aunt and uncle. I'm 65. It's not too surprising. I don't know what's happened to the cousins. Although I know where some of them are. My Aunt Pat was instrumental in turning me into a writer. Although at the time I don't think any of us realized the degree to which my love of ace doubles would turn me into a science fiction author. But we would gather, there'd be 10 or 12 or 15 people. And it was difficult to find a table big enough. So as a result, we often had multiple tables, which was the much storied kids table. Those who come from large families know that the kids table is a thing for people who are too little to sit with the big folks, are given a table of their own to enjoy. Quite often within view and reach of the adults, just to keep things neat, but there are times I feel like I've shorted my kids by not having a big extended family where everybody comes for Thanksgiving dinner, get to catch up with the relatives you never see. The other side of that, of course, is that I don't. As a kid, I never really enjoyed those as much as one might expect because of the general consideration that children should be seen and not heard. They should be quiet and respectful of their elders, and that running through the house screaming and chasing each other was not actually good holiday behavior. It was always difficult because you didn't see these cousins most of the time. Didn't see these relatives, except like maybe once or twice a year, maybe Christmas. Most often on Thanksgiving. And then never again until the next year. So I always had to get to know them once again and again. Good morning. Good morning. Happy Thanksgiving. So now we make our own traditions. We'll make our own stories. Playing cards against humanity. With the wife and kids. It's always shockingly inappropriate. And yet we can't stop laughing. Go figure. The other thing I'm thankful for is that I'm well enough to make this walk as many days as I can, as I have. And I'm thankful for all of you who come along with me and listen to me talk about things that, I don't know, I really don't know what I'm going to talk about until I start the recorder. But I do end the same way, at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone.